It is 4:18, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Sarah looks something. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello, what are we learning about today in your Wiki Corner?
Well, I don't know if you saw this in the news or not, but the Mirage Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas is closing after more than three decades on the Strip.
Why? What happened?
Well, they are going to cease operations on July 17th, and it will undergo a three-year renovation, and it will reopen as the Hard Rock Las Vegas.
Oh, good, good.
Yes.
We like a good cheesy theme restaurant. Like, hey, did you see that we're getting a direct flight from Rochester to Las Vegas?
Oh, really?
It's
coming
later in the
cool.
year. Yeah, Southwest Airlines. You're welcome.
Yeah. So a portion of the Mirage property was once occupied by a nightclub known as the Red Rooster.
Ooh.
It opened in 1930 on what would become the Las Vegas Strip. The following year, it became the first strip business to receive a gaming license.
Oh.
Another portion of the land was occupied by a hotel casino known as the Castaways.
Mm.
Developer Steve Wynn purchased the future land of the Mirage in 1986. Numerous names were considered for Wynn's project, including Bombay and Bombay Club, which had been rejected by the end of 1986.
Ah,
yeah.
Gotcha.
The final name was announced in December of 1988. The Mirage, and the name emphasized the resort as an oasis in the Nevada desert. To avoid confusion, Wynn purchased the rights to the Mirage name from two local businesses, the La Mirage Casino and the Mirage Motel. Both received $250,000 to change their name.
And what year was that?
That was in 1988.
Okay.
Yeah,
I wonder if those two businesses are still going on.
Problem. I don't know. Maybe.
All right.
So the Mirage was the first new resort to be built on the Las Vegas Strip in 16 years. It was the world's most expensive resort at the time, completed at a cost of $630 million.
Wow.
The Mirage opened on November 22nd, 1989, and within hours of the opening, a casino customer hit a $4.6 million jackpot on a $1 slot machine.
Wow. You hear that and you think, was that a coincidence?
I mean, they had to drum up business,
That's
right?
It's good PR.
Absolutely. The Mirage was the first mega resort to open on the Las Vegas Strip, and its success prompted a building boom in the 1990s for other large resorts along the Strip. With just over 3,000 rooms, the Mirage was among the world's largest hotels when it opened. The hotel tower, standing 29 stories, was built in a Y-shaped layout, and the Mirage popularized that design, which was later copied by Las Vegas's Treasure Island, Monte Carlo, and Mandalay Bay resorts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So the resort had non-traditional features for a Las Vegas gaming property, and Wynn considered them to be the primary attraction, saying that the Mirage would then not have to be dependent on its casino like other properties.
Hmm.
Its signature attraction was an erupting artificial volcano, providing free entertainment to pedestrians in front of the resort. Other attractions included a dolphin habitat and a lush jungle display located beneath a domed atrium.
Wow.
In addition, the resort featured the magic show by Siegfried and Roy, who performed there for nearly 14 years.
Yeah.
The duo's white tigers were also on display in the resort while they weren't performing. And Cirque du Soleil performed its first Las Vegas show there at the Mirage starting in 1992. Cirque du Soleil would return to the property in 2006 with the debut of Love, a show featuring music by the Beatles.
Oh, yeah, right.
So Wynn departed the property in 2000 when his company was acquired by MGM Grand. Hard Rock International took over operations in December of 2022, and they intend to rebrand the resort as Hard Rock Las Vegas. The property will receive a complete renovation and expansion, which will include a new 700-foot-tall hotel tower in the shape of a guitar, taking the place of the volcano attraction.
Am I the only one that's a little surprised there's not already a Hard Rock Cafe in Las Vegas?
Yeah,
that seems like the first place you'd pop one up.
Yeah, I would think so. But I did see, too, that there was like a change.org petition to like save the volcano.
Oh, really?
But no.
Nope. Forget your petition.
Sorry.
Shove your petition.
So the Mirage will close on July 17th this year, and they're expected to reopen with a new name by May of 2027.
All right. It's a lot of work that needs to be done.
Yeah.
But, all right. You picked out a record to go along with the Mirage, did you, Sarah?
Yeah, so we're going to play Viva Las Vegas by Elvis.
We'll do it. Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Viva Las Vegas!
Yes, Mr. Las Vegas. Mr. Las Vegas, Elvis Presley. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
But Elvis Presley, Viva Las Vegas on Legends 102.7. Sarah Duvermite is why did we just play that records?
Well, because we were talking about the Mirage Hotel and Casino there in Las Vegas.
Yes.
Because they're going to be closing in July of this year and going to be undergoing a massive renovation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, should be exciting, I guess.
I guess. It's going to be Hard Rock.
Hard Rock, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right, at the time it was built, the Mirage was the world's most expensive resort.
It was the first mega resort to open on the Las Vegas Strip.
And Cirque du Soleil performed its first Vegas show at the Mirage starting in 1992.
And I will say, I remind you that direct flights to from Rochester to Las Vegas, I'm pretty sure it's aboard Southwest, starts later this year.
That's
great. You can book your direct flights right now.
Nice.
For October. So you won't be able to make it down before they close the Mirage, but you'll be able to make it in time.
You'll be able to see the construction.
Yeah, go check out the construction in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And all the corruption and the crime that's associated. No, that doesn't happen. Folks want to learn more about the Mirage. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my Wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Yes, and don't forget, I would be remiss if we didn't mention the Fancy Flea. We are going to be at the Estate Marketplace, you and I, on Sunday. We'll be there from 10 until noon. This is a big, big, big deal. They've got over 90 vendors are going to be there. You can shop indoors at the Estate Marketplace just like normal, but they'll have plenty of vendors outside too. Food trucks, gift certificate giveaways, and lots of great deals just for that one day only. Now, the event's going from 10 to 6. We'll be there from 10 to noon. And, I mean, the weather's going to be pretty good.
Yeah,
dry, about a little up low 70s. It's going to be good. So come out and say hello. You can find more about that on our events page on legends1027.com, and we'd love to see you out there. Super. You have a great weekend. All right, Sarah?
Me too.
And you back on Monday, fresh episode.
Absolutely.
Super. Looking forward to it.
See you at the Flea.
At the Flea.
Fancy Flea.
You got it. Frankie Valli on the way. Edwin Collins and your request for the legendary Drive at 5 coming up on Legends 1027.